Where is the drum? Do we have a drum? Yes, we do. It's somewhere by the side. Thank you. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you. Okay. The shakers, ready. The drums, ready. The voices, ready.
Ready.
So what's left? Start the show, Collins. Lagos, Nigeria. With a time at 4 minutes past the hour of 10, we are delighted to welcome you to another exciting time on radio on What's Up, Lagos!
Did you do that?
Yes!
Yes! Cheers to life!
Absolutely, man.
Cheers to life!
I had to do it. That exercise kind of like reminded me of the fact that life is beautiful, irrespective of what's going on.
That's right. That's
you know, sometimes you have a lot of things bottled up in you, not because you want to keep them there, but people just dump all their frustration from different angles. On the road, oh, the driver, everyone is, you know, dropping their frustration on you. Anywhere you go.
Yeah.
In this Lagos. So if we're going to spend just 2 hours to get excited about life and forget about the worries, it's worth it.
It is worth it.
Yeah.
It is worth it. I mean, you mentioned the fact that almost everybody in Nigeria is frustrated. In Lagos, it's worse.
I'm telling you.
You wake up in the morning and you're on the road and, you know, this person is transferring aggression on you for whatnot. I mean, sometimes you want to understand and say, okay, well, maybe the person is dealing with one or twos.
Yeah.
That's why they're acting the way they're acting, you know. But at the same time, like, why now?
Who is not dealing with one or twos?
Who exactly is not dealing with something?
A whole.
But, you know, this is a timeout just to take off that stress, to take off that, you know, tough time that it is you're experiencing at the moment and just, you know, be happy.
That's right.
For just 2 hours at least.
Absolutely. And we will be guiding you with, you know, the conversations that would guide our fun time on radio. All right, so it's the fun first and then the conversations. All right, most importantly today.
Yeah, we would want for you to tell us how you're feeling. I would like for you to tell us how you're feeling this morning, what is happening in your area this morning. We do this every single day on the show. So do feel free and tell us how you're feeling this morning, what exactly is happening in your area this morning. Yeah.
That's right. So we take you across Lagos in the traffic on the roads. You know, try to find out what's happening in your neighborhood. Give us a feel of the vibe from your lungu, more or less.
That's right.
That's what we do right here for the first part of the show. And we'll have our topic for the family talk today. Who misses the family talk? You know, yesterday we had techie talk, so we didn't spend a lot of time on that. Who misses the family talk? I did, and I can't wait for Andrea to bring the topic
today's
forward.
Conversation is something that I know a lot of people want to jump on. I know that we have one way or the other experienced it. And, you know, back in the day, we didn't exactly have that voice to speak up and say, this thing is wrong. I mean, ubonos. You know, to come out and say, or, you know, challenge whoever was doing that to us and say, this is not right. You can't do this to me. Now, I'm sure at this point you're asking, what exactly is she talking about?
Oh, aha.
We're talking about flogging students. Flogging students or pupils in school. Should it be stopped? Should it be encouraged? I know that a lot of people will say, it's a way of, you know, disciplining your child's way of correcting them, way of helping them do the right thing. But is that the best option to discipline a child? I mean, we saw a video that trended some time back of how a teacher disciplined, if I would use that word, children, by flogging them mercilessly, like
as
animals,
if you want to kill them.
Just because they came to school late.
To what end? How many people do actually, because of those floggings,
change? That's right.
So many questions to ask. And then some people will be quoting, spare the rod, spoil the child. Does that still apply? So flogging be encouraged in schools? Is it time to put an end to it?
But why exactly do schools encourage that you flog the child 50 strokes, 60 strokes, 20 strokes, 10 strokes? of a cane, and this time around, not even on their palms. Mm-hmm.
So what are the lessons? What exactly do you want to pass across to have, in most cases, some of these teachers or disciplinary masters, like they used to call in my own secondary school time, you know, get your student friends to hold you and they're flogging you? That scenario looks to me like something that happens in prisons, something that happens in extreme places where children who are wayward want to be corrected.
Yeah.
Correctional centers.
Centers, exactly. Juvenile correctional centers. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a parent as well, do you agree with schools flogging your children? Do you have sentiments? Do you have... do you think it is right? Do you have reservations? Mm-hmm. What are your reservations? And I mean, are you one of them that would say, "Hey, may they flog them, may you hear what?" Because their parents actually think that way. May they flog them, stubbornness too much. Flog them, make you hear what? Are you that parent?
If you check well, that parent say, "Let them flog them, let him flog them." That parent would be stubborn because they say the fruits cannot fall far from the tree. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes hypocrisy.
Do you want to bring down to our African culture? Do you think that that's also a factor? Do you think that is actually the reason why we're disciplining children that way? Because it's not just even in schools, right? We have it happening at home.
Yep.
In my own home, we call it jumpo.
Jumpo.
My daddy, oh my goodness.
You were flogged.
Flogged?
With bulala.
Okay, there's a belt. There's a belt. But this is real punch.
Punch.
I'm telling you the truth. Real punch.
Let me not act like I'm surprised because, yeah, I had that kind of experience too.
Real punch.
From school to the house.
Real punches. We call it jump because when he's giving you the punch, he's jumping with it. So we call it, that is giving.
Punch?
That
was extreme.
That is giving Loma jumpo. That is that's actually what we
We're laughing now.
But that's actually what we call it.
We're laughing right now because we have grown now. We can ask questions.
Exactly. That's what I said earlier, that even right now we have the voices to challenge this way of life.
See, is it, let's ask questions. Why? Where did this start from? Who started it? Where did it come from? And is it necessary now? All right, we'll find out from you. But the most important part of all this gist is that you'll be sharing your own personal story and experience, which will, of course, take rounds when we get back to open the conversation fully. But you can call 0700-993-993-993. Mm-hmm. 0700-993 in three places. That's the magic number through which you can reach us on the show this morning.
Also, if you're a female, do call 01465-7190. And you can drop your WhatsApp messages as well, 0809-597-5805.
Well, my mood is celebration and gratitude throughout my life. That's how my life would be. You know why? Because if you take a look at it, 150 million people, not million, sorry, Collins, correct this, 150,000 people at least die every day. And today, this morning, if you're listening to the sounds of our voices, you are not one of them. If for no reason, if you don't have any other reason to be grateful, that alone, my friend, think about it. 150 million people every, 150,000 people every day, and you're not one of them. So guys, we're in the mood of celebration. We'll take your calls when we come back right after the break. Welcome to What's Up Lagos. Welcome back. We're live on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to What's Up Lagos. And we can't wait to start taking your calls. The lines are buzzing. And I'm sure it's been screened. We'll get into the conversation and your comments in just a moment.
That's right. Do call us up and 0700-993-993-993. If you're a female, 01465-7190. And do please drop your WhatsApp message, 0809-597-5805. Now, before we went on that break, we talked about, we already gave you a hint of what our conversation this morning is about. It's flogging. That is beating your child, whipping your child, or students. Should it be accepted? Is that the best way to discipline your child or to discipline children in general? Also, if you have experiences back in the day, maybe school days, if you were flogged, did it change you? Did it make you better? Did it correct you, you know, from your wrongdoings? Did it in any way impact you positively? Now, if it did or if it did not, please do share with us. We want to hear from you this morning.
That's right. That's what we're talking about. But let's find out what the feel is like also in your neighborhood. We talk about Lagos, things happening in Lagos. Eh? Yes, I was just thinking about, the yellow cab. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. The yellow cab experience. I know a lot of guys will be like, do you remember how the yellow cabs used to behave around Lagos here? Yeah? You know, they're the quick to, they're the first to always tell you. Mm-hmm. Now you buy motor for me. I don't know if you still hear that. But now I thought of that, I say it'd be nice to share. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life!
Call it good morning, though.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Chike Abednego.
Oh, Chike Abednego, you're welcome. Where are you calling from this morning?
I'm on transit, though.
Okay, great. Let's talk.
Yeah, calling, sir. That beating thing. In as much as I would
hello,
like
hello,
to,
hello, hello, hello. Hello, can you hello? Hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Is it just Collins that's on the show?
Uh-huh.
Do you want
I'm
to?
Not driving. I'm not driving.
No. I'm asking you something. Do you just want to talk to Collins alone?
No. Sorry. They
yes.
Both, they both
I understand. It's well. You will get used to it. It's normal.
Collins,
yes.
By the way, please, that beating, let it work. Oh. It doesn't work at all. I know what I passed through in the hands of my teachers, my parents and everybody. In fact, they nearly ruined my life because it got to a point that the beating doesn't enter. In fact, I prefer to do evil so that you just beat. I just beat him now. It get to a point that my mother had to send me to somebody else who
to discipline
stopped
you.
Flogging me.
Okay.
Yeah, the person stopped flogging me and that was when my brain started
resetting.
Started working very well.
Okay.
Now, even yesterday, I was with my friends. They showed me a picture of a little girl. If you see what the auntie did to her in her back, just because she rubbed ink on her school uniform, I was like, is this woman okay at all? Like, 4 lines of skin on this little, of a girl of about 4 years old on her back. After much investigation, they say, the auntie never even born the king.
Wow.
So, We don't know the state of that person's mind at that particular point in time in meting out this thing on a particular child. So for me, I think that another means should be sorted out by teachers. So put the child in a dark room, or tell the child don't eat your lunch for a particular period of time. That one is better.
Or put them in a detention, give them other punishments.
Yeah, so than flogging a child. Than flogging a child.
All right, thank you.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life. Thank you so much, Abednego.
Thank you for calling. I mean, I just had to say that because Collins is the one always saying, do you want me to still continue my job here? Am I the only one here? But really, I understand. Yeah. I mean, with time, they
people get used to it.
Mm-hmm. So it's fine.
All right, guys, it's the What's Up Lagos with the Techers. We're asking you how you're doing this morning, and we're talking about should flogging students be accepted or stopped outrightly in schools?
And not just in schools, at home as well.
Absolutely. And some call it corporal punishments. You know, we try to do a sampling of your thoughts on this kind of punishment in schools or at home. Should it be accepted or discouraged?
We also understudied the psychological impact of physical punishments. There are a lot of psychological effects that, you know, this flogging, beating could cause in your child. And you'll be wondering, what exactly? Why is my child so timid? Why is my child acting this certain way? You don't know that, you know, just flogging him or hitting him might be a contributing factor to the reason he or she is behaving that way.
Absolutely. So, guys, we also try to look at the positive or negative. Are there positive or negative effects? Of course, there are certain positive or negative effects. But you hear people say things like, you know, that actually made me. All those beating, they made me.
Turn my life around.
I don't believe that. It didn't turn your life around. It probably made you more timid. Just saying, guys, let's get back to the calls. I don't know why the calls are not screened, but we'll try.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Cheers to life!
Cheers to life!
Aye, aye, aye. Cheers to life!
Fire Collins and Queen Andrea.
Thank you.
I greet you both.
We greet you double.
This is Adegoke from Lekki.
Hey, Adegoke.
Awaniyo. Yes, so.
Che dadalaji.
Benio, benio, dada. Well, this flogging thing, man, I was really flogged, though. My dad flogged the hell out of me and also gave me serious punishment. He will put me out in the balcony. Everyone in the street will see it. I will kick in, raise blocks, and all that. You know, it was terrible. But that made me more hard. Yes.
It made you more hard.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Then I got used to it.
Okay.
So whenever he flogs me, I don't feel a pain.
Wow.
I don't feel the pain. Yes. You know, I became used to it. You know, it made me more stubborn.
Yeah.
So, but he now saw that this thing is not working. So he changed his approach.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What he started doing was talking to me. As in, those words were piercing. As in, it hit me hard and words get to me seriously. So that hit me so hard. So I started avoiding to do something wrong because I was not ready for those words that are coming. And you get. So even in school, it's terrible. You should stop. Because then in the assembly, they will call students and start flogging them.
Yeah.
I got to a point that the students never felt pain. You know?
Yeah.
There was one funny scenario in school then that when they flogged some of those boys, then those boys didn't move. As in, they didn't move. We're flogging them like almost 100 strokes. The guys didn't move. Then the guy shook his butt. They started walking. You know, that kind of then they're moving. The whole assembly started shouting.
That's why I better understand.
You know, then I said, hey, all the students knew that we flog us. Everybody ran out of the assembly. They said, yeah, come back, come back, come back. It's not working.
It's not working. So what do you think? What do you think is the best option? Is it talking, like what worked for you, or should there be a combination of the both? Or should
there should be a combination. Like both counseling is important.
That's right.
Each school should have a counseling department where they counsel, handle the psyche or psychology of the people, and then get to know their personality. You know, this book, how you why you act the way you do.
Yeah.
All right, Greg. I think your time is fast spent.
Yeah,
you spent
almost
3 minutes. Thank you so much. You made your point. Guys, keep to the time. 60 seconds is what you've got.
He mentioned a very valid point.
Yeah.
Counseling in schools.
You want to give him shakers for that?
Yes, it's actually very, very important because they're people who specify in child psychology. They know better. They know how you can get a best result from that child that you think is too stubborn. I think schools should have that.
No, get the specialists to be there. That's their job. That's all they do. Anyways, more calls coming in. Let me see if it's a lady this time.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Up a potato, you do two big. Up. Legos of excellence.
Aloe.
The headquarter of Odudua. Aloe be thy name. Yeah, let me tell you, Collins. As a trained teacher, some people normally refer to the Bible that do not withhold discipline from your child.
Okay.
If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod and save his soul from death. But who do that place refer to? Parents, not teachers. That is why, as a trained teacher, a woman that has not given birth will not be allowed to teach elementary one.
Wow.
And two or three or three. They give it to those who have given birth. And if it's a man, somebody that has the family, because they are used to family life.
Thank you. 1 minute, your time is up. You made your point. Let's get to the next one. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I am. Am I on for Nigeria Info?
You're live on Nigeria Info. And what's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
I want to contribute to the program.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Essence, Essien.
Okay.
Okay. Concerning discipline of a child, I think it is important for us to understand when to flog a child and when to talk to a child. I think that is where the confusion is.
All right. You made your point straight up. We should understand when to flog and when to talk. So a blend of both of them.
Yeah, I had to ask earlier about that. Should there be a combination of the both?
Yeah.
Or just one? Is it just talking or actually, you know, disciplining? I'm not in support of flogging.
Right.
I'm not in support of that. We're going on a very short break at the moment. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation right here in Nigeria. Info 99.3, I am Andrea.
And I'm Colin. We are
the Techers.
It's what's up, Lagos, baby.
I've seen a lot of faces. No matter where you're from, just know that black is in the spaces.
That's a statement of fact. Black is beautiful, man. It's not just a color. It's bold.
Exactly. Great music. I mean, I love this piece from Cheya Banks. I didn't even expect that he was going to drop something this beautiful. Shout out to you, Cheya. Shout out to you. That's off his EP, Party and Vibes.
Uh-huh.
A combination of hype and I think Afro... He calls it Afro hype.
Okay.
Yeah, so great music.
Great music indeed.
Great music.
One of these days you stop by.
Absolutely.
But you can invite him as your friend. Just saying. All right, guys, let's get back to the show. It's 33 minutes. No, I don't like to say that way. It's 27 minutes to the top of the hour. That's what the time says. It's What's Up Lagos. It's all about vibes. It's all about the best of the feel of Lagos.
And today's conversation, we're asking you, flogging a child. Should it be accepted in schools as a form of discipline? And does it actually meet the result? Do you think that this helps to impact the child positively? There's a stubborn child that you know that this person is really stubborn. This child is, you know, out of this, you can't handle. Do you think that flogging the child is the best way to discipline this child? And if you're saying it's not, what are the best ways to discipline a child? I mean, we've heard people's experiences, which we're expecting that you share yours as well. Mm-hmm. Let us know if you had one way or the other, if you had experienced flogging back then in school. Yep. I experienced a whole lot from primary school, trust me. there's a teacher back in the day, I think in primary school, Mr. Williams.
Okay, now we're mentioning names. Okay,
we run away from him because of his cane. If he's coming this way, he's coming this way. He was the headmaster back in the day. We have to just, you know, take off. Even if you're not doing anything wrong, just run away. Don't see him. And it went on and on, you know. I experienced that in primary school. Still experienced worse in secondary school.
Wow.
If you don't buy a textbook, they will flog you and tell you to go back home and tell your parents that you were flogged. How is it the child's fault that the child cannot afford to buy a textbook? And then you go about flogging the child because they cannot afford to buy the textbook. Is it the child's fault?
I think some teachers just take advantage of the frustration and say, I'm going to let out all the frustration in my life on these kids. How is it the child's fault, really? How? Anyways, Lagos should be talking now.
Yes, we have a few WhatsApp messages.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsley from TBS says, what's up, Lagos? Flogging a child is a part of child training, and it works, but going extreme is what is condemnable.
Okay. Why do you say flog? Flog? Maybe we should talk at the degree of flog. Do you know, there's no soft flogging. Is there soft flogging?
Maybe.
There's no soft flogging. Let's check the let's see some calls, though.
Maybe the two fingers. Hello?
You didn't allow me to finish.
Because you had 1 minute. Are you there? What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's
good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes,
yes, yes,
yes,
yes.
Cheers to life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Collins. Good morning, Queen of the City. How are you doing?
Andrea is my name.
Queen of the City?
She's the Queen of the City for now.
All
okay.
Right. All right.
No other person. This is Pastor Ladipo Ayemo.
Great to have you on the show.
Calling from Morile Egomu.
Okay.
Wow. I know I grew up with my stepbrother. Mm. And in fact, those floggings were something else. So, the man is an engineer, so he has all manners of wires at home.
Wow.
Mm. And me too, I was trying to be a bad boy, but thank God for those floggings.
Okay.
Those floggings were able to straighten my brain.
All right.
Anytime I want to do anything negative, and I remember that this man has some wires. All the corners of the house. So once he talks like this, you receive. By the time he discovered that I'm trying to become the master of those things,
he
changed his strategy.
Ready for you.
He now begins to give me all manners of punishment. You know, the environment where I grew up from is a very tough environment.
Okay.
So he needs some of those things. And then back in school too, we attended this Ajepako school. Hmm. And some teachers are paranoid.
Yeah.
They can flog.
Yeah.
I still have a mark on my legs today.
Wow.
When a teacher flogged me in primary 4. My pain was that I didn't commit what she accused me of and I could not talk.
Wow.
So for me, I will not encourage it in school at all.
Mm.
At all.
All right.
And I thank God for social media because social media is exposing a lot of things.
That's right.
This is not the time for you to begin to flog children.
Mm.
I think it's the best time for you to talk to them because they are now more exposed and other things.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Moses from Lekki is on the line.
Hi, Moses.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Hi to the Tekkers. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
No worries. Number one, what I want to say is this. Children should not be flogged in school. If they have done something wrong, the parents should call them. The teachers should call the parents.
Okay.
And sit them down and tell them where they need to improve in their child.
Mm.
And apart from that, the child can be flogged at home. Mm. You can always call your child, give him a reason for flogging that child, and later still pet that child and say, I'm sorry for flogging you.
Mm.
You are the cause, but you should flog the child.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would like to ask this, Teke.
Yes.
Sorry. I think sometimes in radio station, I always think presenters always think they are perfect. I think so.
They always change.
Think they are perfect. Whatever they say or how they see things is the right way. Thanks.
Wow. Is there a question or a comment?
Maybe he's just making a comment.
A comment.
But I'm going to say that we don't come here to tell you what we say is perfect.
Okay.
That's why we open the phone line so that you can give us your own opinion.
That's right. I know it's not talking about us. But the truth is, you see, just to speak it from a professional point of view, what he calls perfect and sound like perfect could be, you know, what is described as speaking over a person's head over a person. A lot of, if you listen to radio, a lot of presenters do that. Noye is on the line.
How are you, Tekke?
Hi, hey. We're fine. How are you two?
What's up,
What's up?
Lagos.
No, I didn't shout. I didn't have
one. We're fine.
Good to have you.
And how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
We will be able to go at the Packers school. I don't think we'll be able to go.
What's this school?
Yes. 2003 says, I know it's not the key line.
Okay.
There's one man called Saudi B. Anybody that's 2003 says, I would be all right. Oh, you're going to shout. This one doesn't help us, Ken. It's thinking. He's coming at this for my fan, a problem. Innocent the king.
Wow.
Then we can go peace. This is the person at the wrong place. My sister. If you see flogging, where this man flogged me, I can't say why I carry myself go this
school. Oh, boy.
My cause issues. My dear, she's wrong. One
is
about someone
else,
and one
is okay. At least you're accepting it. Thank you, Nyonya, for calling. Appreciate you.
All right, yeah. Jerry. Jerry's on the line at the moment. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing great. How are you two?
I'm just cool.
All right.
Did you know that, you see, the interesting thing about this pair, it's good to know that, look, this is husband and wife. And you flow like this. Hey, when I marry you.
We they argue.
We they fight, though.
Okay. We're not perfect, though. Hey.
What's your problem?
I will sing for me. I will sing for me.
Okay. We will sing for you.
My response. The response. What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
Tell them, say, oh, what's up, Lagos? We pay for Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
We no get a problem.
What's up, Lagos?
If you go Jamaica.
What's up, Lagos?
Tell them, say, oh.
What's up, Lagos?
Joy for Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
We no get a problem.
What's up, Lagos?
For New York.
What's up, Lagos?
Tell them, say, oh.
What's up, Lagos?
Joy for Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
No get problem for Nigeria.
What's up, Lagos?
Somebody say hallelujah.
What's up, Lagos? Oh, my, oh, my. Good. Jerry, we're happy to hear. Let's talk, man, on the matter on ground.
All right. You see, the thing is, the days we went to school in the 70s, we had these soldiers moved to school. Remember that era? How are you?
We know the deal. Anyway.
And they will carry big koboko like this. Even English, they didn't know how to speak English. They will say, go to your schools. That is, go to your class. Go to your school. So we were under that kind of bully, that kind of atmosphere where you see teacher... if you're a friend of a teacher, you go and cut cane. Bring cane from your home and go and give teacher. Ah, you are the best friend of that teacher. So we were under that bully and that torture until I came to realize that, see, most of these people who grow up in cities, the world, I grew up in somewhere in Cross River, from Ogoja area, you know. So in Lagos and other established cities in the world, there were no such things as bullying children like that. And, and they were more intelligent. They were more promising. I mean, if you the meeting social functions, I mean, they come out more refined than those of us who were under iron and chain and torture and all that.
So you think it's not being encouraged, right? It should be stopped outrightly?
No, not at all.
Okay, what should we do?
Oh, you talk. What are we going to do in school? We got to learn from teachers. Did they hit our head before they put in the knowledge? No, they talk to us. They teach us. So you teach, you counsel.
Yeah.
You know, when you see a child that is, you know, deprived of those, this is, you set the child aside. That gives your children too.
Yeah.
That teaches that you need to talk in a very special way. So that's why our teachers need to be
Well trained.
Well said, Jerry.
Thank you.
Another Jerry from Ikeja. Or is it this duplicate? Should we take that?
Yeah.
But you know, you wanted to talk about psychological effect of this, and which is very key before we get to wrap this up.
We would talk about it. I mean, we will definitely do. I really love the angle the last caller, Jerry, spoke from. The fact that there are different children. We have children with different personalities. Mm-hmm. So flogging a certain child might not give you the result you're looking for.
Yep.
Talking to that child might just be what that child needs to change. So flogging at all the time, or flogging a child specifically, might not necessarily be what we need. It shouldn't be like a general way or means of discipline to children.
That's right. I totally agree with that. Oh, what works for A may not work for B.
That's right.
Another Jerry on the line. What's up, Lagos? All right. Lost that. Let's take another. What's up, Lagos?
What? What's up?
Oh, wow. We'll try to fix that. As soon as we do, we'll get back to the call. But now we have some messages on Facebook, which I like to take because this Facebook stream actually ends at 11. And I'll take that now quickly before we get back. I don't know if there's some WhatsApp messages. There should be.
There are.
Ikiki Kejiro Peter. He said, no flogging at times brings out the seriousness. He said, no, flogging at times bring out the seriousness out of the students. Okay, so you're saying it could be useful.
Okay.
What's up, Lagos? My name is Glory. Collins, there are some children that are very stubborn. No?
Mm-hmm.
Even when you beat them and advise them, they keep doing the same thing. You might need to cast out the demon. Just say.
No.
Just kidding.
Or she needs counseling.
Yeah. Okay, counseling.
Yeah.
Collins, I think some are inherited. Okay, so they inherited the business. Say some inherited beating from the parents. They get to transfer the beating. I don't understand. You heard the beating. I say, oh, they beat you. My parents beat me.
Yes.
I'll beat you back. Thank you, Glory, for that message. There are a lot more messages coming. This one says, God bless the union. God bless you guys. That's Cypher Stanley.
Thank you.
And for thank that you. Message. Also, Francis Imoemeye also sent a message here. I say, are you guys couple? No. We're single. So maybe it's one person.
Oh,
he said, I love you both. Thank you. That's
thank
from
you,
Gift.
Thank you.
I love you all. Ogubuike, Fine Ichuku. Thank you for that message. That's on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. You could join and drop your comments there. And it's Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. We have comments on YouTube, right?
On WhatsApp.
Okay.
Now, this person's screen grabbed a scripture and sent. He says, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos. Please, let me advise you strongly never to comment on any biblical or scriptural passages.
Mm-hmm.
Spare the rod and spoil the child is taken from Proverbs 13:24. It's an unchanging divine law. No mortal man can do anything about it.
Okay.
Now, I want to say that there are levels of offense.
Okay.
And each offense attracts varying degree of punishment.
Uh-huh.
When the offense requires flogging, so be it. But okay. It must be done with love. I won't advocate brutality.
No, that's like if only things worked in Nigeria. That statement to me, that's how it comes to me. Like, if only in a sane environment. Hello, sir. Please, ma, sir. Pastor, everybody listening, it is not a sane environment, right? People do not get the problem is most people don't do it with they don't pay attention to the part that you said you must be done the way it's done.
Mm-hmm.
The process of arriving that. Every offense, your uniform is stained, they don't find out what happened, you got into a fight, or you come late to school, things like that. You punish the child, you just want to kill. We all know how these things used to be. And the question we're asking is, should it be encouraged or stopped? And that's what we need to hear from you.
More messages. Mm-hmm. Igwe Victor says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea Teke. To me, to an extent, flogging and beating put children up to an extent because it drives a sort of Confucianist evil spirits away. But it compounds timidity and cowardice. But I will personally like to discipline my own child myself than anyone else doing it because I can't stand another man inflicting pain that would make my child cry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think for me too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Collins has... I mean, what do you think? Are you going to flog Zane at any point in time?
Every light and small.
No,
we're already communicating right now. I mean, he's the one. We get to talk. He tells me how he feels already. And I can tell when he's not. I think communication is the key. That's just it. You know, I cannot
now,
really
you
touch
were
him.
Judging from the fact that he's just one. What if he grows? I mean, one of the stages that is very difficult to train a child is their teenage age, right? So how do you think you're going to handle that? Or should we just leave it for chance?
We'll prepare for it. I think parents and couples, don't come at form. As if you are now master. You've no need. I have 6 children. I know how this thing works. That's just my own small two-couple advice, all right? Well, I think we should learn to discuss things and agree ahead. You like question you asked right now, I'm going to go back into myself and find out, okay, when my child gets to this stage, what are the things I need to know?
Mm-hmm.
But for now, when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it. But in terms of flogging, I will not flog you.
I've also made that decision.
I can spank.
That
if necessary.
Yes.
Afre Komode, if
yes.
I give
yes. Yes.
But I won't say like that. Please.
Right now, I do it. Right now, I do it. I spank him once in a while. Like, I just, you know, spank his butt and he would cry, but he would get to know that what I just did. Mumsy does not like it.
Yeah, surely.
My mom does not like it. And if you notice,
He learns.
Okay. He stops doing that thing I spanked him about. So for me, I'm not going to go with flogging. I never enjoyed it. I never enjoyed it. So I'm not going to go by that and flog my children. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to say, because I was flogged back in the day, I'm going to flog my children. It didn't help me in any way.
All right.
I don't think I got corrected in any way. It didn't help me.
So the last message said that you should do it in love. So you're flogging love. You know, I love you.
I'm not flogging in love.
I love you.
I'm not flogging in love. Now, this is me. I'm not flogging in love. I'm not some people who say, when you get there, you will know that you will transfer the aggression and you will flog.
Yeah.
Some people might be saying that right now, but I mean, I've made my decision. I don't know about calling.
And it takes discipline.
Have you made your decision?
I've made up my mind to just light small. Hello. Don't do it again.
It's all right. We have a message? We have more. In
all fact, right, let's take them.
And lots.
A break
messages.
Is upon us in a moment.
I will take this quickly.
All right.
Mercy from Ikorodu. Now, Mercy says, what's up, Lagos? Hello, Collins and Andrea.
Hi.
On flogging children, I grew up in a home where my mom was the beater, while my dad would have a talk with us if ever there was a misbehavior. And funny thing is that I feared and respected my dad more. Whenever we had the talk, I would be in tears because he made me understand the implications of my action, unlike my mom. See, my mom will flog me and I will disown her straight. Now, when I started teaching in 2014, I still had this orientation. I never beat any child, but the school management objected to it. I kept hearing things like, that child is too stubborn. It's only king they understand. I employ talking 5 to 10 minutes of physical punishment in extreme cases or withdrawal of privileges. This is beautiful. And then she went on to say, I'm a mother now and it's the same thing I do with my kids, although their dad is a flogger, but only in very extreme cases. The problem is most times when kids are flogged, they don't understand the reason why. So talk and talk to them. Flogging should be only once in a while.
Yeah.
This
and you
is beautiful.
Blala.
Thank you so much, Mercy.
Oh, Mercy. Well said. Now, on the other hand, Dada on Facebook, that's Shabolongo Dada from Facebook. Have I got the pronunciation right? He said, what's up, Lagos? The fear of the army uniform is more than the policeman's holding a gun. That's a proverb. It's not a statement of fact. He said, just hit the child once and then keep the cane in a position where they will see it. I bet you they will never misbehave again. It's I'm talking from experience. Cheers to life.
Wow.
Do you agree to that? That's some Africanness to it.
Okay.
You know, because we have to also admit that the society, or maybe in the past, when we were beaten like as if we thief, as if we be armed robber. And you hear in the news that somebody thief billion. Nobody in the flock with cane. Anyways, let's leave that. You know, that kind of beating, this is because the society was tough and there was still that colonialism mentality still in the minds of our parents. You know, that's the way they were treated. They go to work. You know, they can't talk. They can't be in places. That's what caused the fight in South Africa. You know, and that's what also happened here before countries became independent. So if you go back in history, you look at it that it could be something they inherited. We need to go on a break.
Welcome back, Lagos. It's What's Up, Lagos, the Nigerian for 99.3. If you just tuned in, welcome. Welcome. We're still talking flogging. Flogging students in school, should they be encouraged? Is that the best way to discipline or encourage discipline in schools or discipline your children at home? Some people have said so far that flogging is good. Flogging is...
a reset machine.
Yeah, reset mechanism. Flogging is scriptural. We are mere mortals. Okay. It's a divine law to flog a child.
Yeah.
And who are we mortals to go against they're flogging, you know. But we want to hear more. We want to hear from you specifically. What has been your experience when it comes to flogging? Do you think it's the best way to go about disciplining your child, your children? Did it help you in any way? Did it correct your misdoings in any way? Do let us know.
Absolutely. So just to, we need to touch on the psychological effects, the aspect, and so what some statistics say about that. But, you know, this conversation is so important because we all have one way or the other experienced it. Mm-hmm. And some people never had the opportunity to ask, hey, why them beat me, Seth?
Exactly.
Why? Why? Because there are so many angles. If you look at it from a parent's point of view, oh, you spoil, beat a child. Do we even get into the minds of these kids of to find out how they feel about being beaten? Even before they get to grow. Some of us had to grow to this age to start asking these questions. But some kids, even as small as they are, they'll be like, why is this man beating me? And they begin to form different opinions in their head. So based on that, we'd like to talk about that. And then, of course, these very research findings also, sometimes you just hear, you'd be like, really?
Now, according to a study published in the Canadian journal entitled Pediatrics. Mm-hmm. Now, research has shown that children who were physically punished tend to either have mood disorders or engage in substance abuse. Further findings pinpointed to the fact that 2-7% of mental problems, including depression, personality disorder, and intellectual disabilities in young adults are linked to the effect of physical punishment, not to mention self-esteem. Self-esteem is also a part of it. Anxiety, all of this creeps in when you're physically punish a child.
And that's a statement of fact. And when you hear all these things, and then you want to play down small on, you know, you must flog. And if you have to do it, is it necessary?
Yeah.
Can you talk? Okay, let's find out. Oh, boy. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Yes! Yes to life! Oh, my.
Oh, my God. What's up, Teke Dimeji?
Yes. Welcome.
Teke Dimeji International.
How are you?
The queen of the microphone.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
I greet you, madam.
We greet you, double.
Thank you so much. You know my experience with beating. Mm-hmm. I planned to be an engineer in life. But you know that my when I was in secondary school, when I was in SS class, my mathematics teacher, the only thing he knew how to do was to beat. He will flog you and you forget your lunch, you forget your breakfast. Today I'm not an engineer. Today if I see a gun, I will kill him. It's so unfortunate. Today I'm not an engineer, I'm Mr. Nobody today.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm Mr. Nobody today because of that.
You're not Mr. Nobody.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just telling you this. Mm-hmm. Today, you know, to leave the house in the morning, you'll be crying when you know that you are going to school. This man did not allow me to realize my dream. We'll jump fence, you know, every morning.
Wow.
But to God be the glory. I don't want anybody, you know, I don't want teachers to beat
children.
Please.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm begging.
Thank you so much. One of the psychological effects that I mentioned was fear. And that's something that our last caller also experienced. Mm-hmm. Because of the fear of him being flogged, he started skipping school. I mean, jumping the fence to leave school and what have you. That's also part of it. And, you know, he had his experience to share. Quickly, I'll take this message. It's coming from Polycap. And he says, okay, Ochai. Polycap, is that your name? What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins and Andrea. This topic is quite good. Every day, my son comes home with different injuries from school because of textbooks. My son's teacher is a wicked man. I don't have a job. It's my senior daughter that supports me. My son will request for textbooks, but the issue is I don't have. Presently, I'm owing his school fees, so it makes me cry daily. I can't text... Okay. All right. Thank you so much. A chai polycab. Is based on what I said earlier, the fact that, you know, this teachers would flog you for textbooks that it's not your fault that you didn't buy. Things are hard. And then you flog the child because the child cannot afford to buy a textbook. I don't think that's fair. I really don't think that's fair. Quickly,
that's right.
Quickly now. This is coming from Iroko from Paris. He says, good morning. All right. Good morning, the techers. Good morning. Mm. Good morning to you. It says, growing up, I wasn't that flogged or punished by my parents, but I went to a boarding school where we were really flogged. At some point, I thought in a school for 4 years where I flogged my students, but they must have done the worst. But I later sit them down and make them see reasons why I did and how they can improve so it won't happen again. But these days, flogging shouldn't be solutions to every provocation. Sometimes talking sense into them, then counsel them, that should work. All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
That's right. Well, we'll be connecting to bring you the Rev with MTN at 11:15. And we'll be talking to one or two SMEs that were affected by COVID and how what MTN is doing to help them with this program. We'll talk about to them and get to hear that conversation as we proceed on the show. But, you know, so far so good. I hope someone is learning something because our conversations are not just for the fun. Even though, you know, the fun seven, I really mean seeing the conversation. But, you know, so we can learn and get a better sight here. It's the whole idea is to mend homes. The whole idea is to, you know, have a better society.
Oh my God! Jinx!
It happens all the time, actually.
Yeah, it does. But this was actually very sweet.
On point, yeah, absolutely. Because that's it. We didn't plan it. It happens like, and that's us. It that's us. What the show is about. Mm-hmm. And for you guys listening to the show, and you are there, there are fun sides to every conversation.
That's right.
For example, now, why on earth? Wait, hold on. There's someone on the line. I need to squeeze this person in.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. What's up, Lega?
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Cheers to life.
I'm very good. I'm very good. In fact, I really love this conversation. And I want us to establish one fact.
All right.
I'm trying not to generalize, but I just want to establish one fact.
All right.
We live in a world where our parents care less about our feelings. Let's establish that. Because you were saying something about they want to know how you feel. We don't have parents that want. Parents that want to pose what feels to you and make sure you are done by it, whether
you like it or not. Oh my
God. We don't give that to a toy.
You
understand that if I'm going to flog this person, if I'm going to talk to this person, no matter the ways of discipline, I should have empathy to understand the next person's point of view.
That's right.
What's lacking. So it's not about flogging, it's not about talking.
Yeah.
Do they have empathy to understand the child's point of view?
Good question.
Thank you very much. Oh, Gwenga, well said. Thank you so much.
What a way to end this particular conversation. He made so much sense. And I agree with the fact that he mentioned that our parents back in the day, they don't exactly care what you think or what you feel. What I have said you should do is what you should do, and you're going to do it, and you... there's nothing that would happen.
Whether you like it
whether
or like it.
Whether you like it or you don't like it, you do it. But I think that the new generation parents will do better. I believe so. The new generation parents will do better.
That, I want you.
That's me and you. You and I.
We have to do better because...
That's right.
Because if that works, you know, personal point of view, it made me timid. I was beaten almost every day because I had a stepdad and I was, you know, I had younger ones that I had to, every blame on my head. They beat me every day in school. Teachers who almost want to beat you just to, that one for school, we stubborn. but you know, I looked at it back. How did someone take help? Just to say, well, I asked so many questions about the things they were teaching us in school, you know, especially those of us who went to school in the 2000s. And late, you'll be wondering, Why? Why am I learning this? Why are you beating me? Why? So I'm happy that we have an opportunity this generation.
To bring this conversation to the fore.
Absolutely.
Still going back to what Gbenga said, empathy. As parents, I mean, we need to try understand how our children feel. Put ourselves in their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm beating that way, if I'm treated that way, would I like it? Or maybe they have experienced the same back in the day. I mean, I'm talking about our parents as well. Maybe their own parents treated them that way. And they think, okay, this is the best way I think.
Payback.
Not exactly payback. Mm-hmm. This is the best way I think it should be handled, you know. But I like that this conversation is being had, you know.
Brought to the fore.
It's being brought to the fore.
Absolutely. Where we're going to break now. Thank you for being a part of this part. When we go on a break for 15 minutes, we'll have chats with some of the SMEs, the CEOs who were impacted positively by the special program at MTN for SMEs who are affected by COVID-19. That's conversation right. will be up in just a moment. We're talking.
That's right, just stay with us. We're going on a quick break and we'll be right back.
Welcome back. It's quarter of an hour past the hour of 11. Hope you enjoyed that highway song. I heard it's the most played song right now by Nigerians. You know, I'm just looking around for songs that are making Nigerians happy. Sometimes I won't lie. I won't bother about the lyrics. I just say, when Nigerians can listen to it and they're happy, I'm okay with it.
That's right.
Because sometimes we get to judge, oh, it's not a Christian song. It's not this. This is not the religious song. And we forget that someone is getting happy. You know, if that's going to keep somebody alive, man, enjoy it. Enjoy it. And the highway is one of those songs. Now it's time to bring you the sponsored segment, MTN Partners. You know, joining us for this time to talk about what you're doing to help most especially SMEs, small and medium scaled businesses who have been affected the most in most cases by the outbreak of COVID-19. And just to give you a bigger background on this, so I don't know if Andrea wants to do that. Yes, absolutely. I love it when you do things, actually. Don't mind me. Okay. Apologies. Let's go ahead. All right. So, just to give you a big background, it's called Yellow 200, and it's MTN's accelerator program aimed at supporting SMEs with delivery of empowerment tools and awareness creation opportunities. Last week, we talked about this. Now, a few things about it again. It's also the Yellow 200, you know, expected those guys who have been selected, who are called the Yellow 200, expected to enjoy exclusive access to a broad range of technological and productivity tools and services. And they're getting this absolutely for free. They don't need to get, you don't need to pay. You know, this one, come and register, come and pay. No, nothing of that nature. And that's going to go on for a period of 6 months. Which kind of business you want to do if you save 6 months? You know, if you balance yourself up. And I think it's quite innovative. And that's what we'll talk about for 15 minutes right now. And also talk to one of our guests.
All right. We actually have a few of this CEOs on the line at the moment. So we'll be talking to them live. They will be sharing with us the impact of this Yellow 200, the MTN Yellow 200. They'll be sharing with us their experiences and how it has impacted them positively so far.
Yeah, just again to remind you that the REV program is said to be an initiative at MTN again to ensure that they can address critical needs of SMEs during the COVID-19 period and the aftermath of the pandemic. First,
right.
Yes, I think it's time to mention the number of CEOs we have. I'm excited to talk to them because we can't wait for that.
That's right. Now, after 11 masterclasses, 200 best performing SMEs were selected to be a part of MTN's accelerator program, Yellow 200. Now, the Yellow 200 consists of small businesses cut across different sectors all over the country.
And that's a fact. The Yellow 200 will enjoy, like I mentioned, exclusive access to a broad range of technology and productivity tools and services, and that's going to be for free. For those who have enjoyed it, one of them, three of these amazing personalities are with us. First, we'll be talking to Uloma Otika, and she'll just tell us, you know, what SME she represents and the impact. Let's start with that. First of all, let's get her on. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning.
You say, what's up, Lagos? That's the password.
What's up, Lagos?
Wow.
Yes.
You know how we do it.
You certainly know how we do it. How do you feel this morning?
I feel fulfilled. I'm happy and I'm excited.
Great.
Great to know. Well, let's get straight into it. We've talked about all the benefits of this program, and we just want to know your experience. But first, what business do you run, and how has it been affected by the pandemic?
Okay, Honey House Confectionery is your one-stop shop for all your cake and pastry needs. Mm-hmm. We bake for birthdays, weddings, anniversary, and for general consumption. The pandemic hit my business hard because there was a lockdown. Children, parents, and schools who used to place orders stopped because of obvious reasons. Yeah. Parties and even outdoor celebrations were at a standstill. Mm. It meant no revenue at all for us.
Wow, I can totally imagine. I can totally imagine. So what inspired you to register for the REV program?
Well, my inspiration to register for the MTN REV program came from the desire to learn more. The very first masterclass was titled Accessing the Right Funding for Your Business. Mm. And that piqued my interest because my business was at a critical phase.
Wow.
Wait, I mean, there's a lot to ask, there's a lot to hear, but even from the excitement of your voice, you would tell that this person has been impacted.
Exactly.
You know, we'll get to that point. We also do have Abiola Lawal. She's also, you know, a small business owner. And we'll be talking to Abiola also. Abiola joins the conversation now. Just hang on, Uloma, for a moment. Let's bring Abiola in now. Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome. You're live on Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Fantastic.
How are you feeling this morning? Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm overwhelmed.
All right. So tell us, what business do you run? And how did the pandemic affect you as well?
I run Halibi Couture. Halibi Couture is a fashion brand that provides women clothing and accessories for women and children. Halibi Couture focuses on helping women gain confidence and achieve a positive body image.
Okay.
Wow. Help women accept and love the way they look, not conforming to a socially acceptable body image.
Okay. All right.
Wow. That's impactful because these days you don't just do business, which is the advice.
Yeah.
You don't just go and do business. I want to do business to make money. You meet a need.
Exactly.
And that's exactly, and it's impactful. Well, definitely you were selected amongst the Yellow 200. How did that make you feel, and what are the benefits you've had as a result of this opportunity brought to you by MTN?
Well, the sessions have been very insightful. We feel elated. It's rejuvenating. It's overwhelming. In fact, I don't know what to say because, I mean, the trainings have been insightful. We've been exposed to so many tools we can use to create awareness for the business.
All right.
Wow.
I want to ask you this. So far, so good. The journey so far, when you started, when you joined the Yellow 200 rather. How did it start for you? How has the journey been so far? How was it? Just, you know, tell us.
So, Halibi Couture is launching a ready-to-wear line soon. And the sessions have been helpful in such that we've learned how to properly position our products when putting it out there.
Okay.
And keeping the brand at the top of mind of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
We've learned ways to reach new audience. We started implementing some of the things we learned at the sessions, and we are seeing results. We hope to fully utilize with time everything that we've learned at the NTNWF program.
All right. Well, that's beautiful because there's so many questions to ask. I mean, but there's also the third SME person represented right here, which we'll be bringing that person on now. Uloma, don't forget, Uloma is on the other side. Also, Uloma Otika. You just heard the voice of Abiola Lawal. Now, let's bring Izebua. Hey, the amazing Izebua. What's up, Lagos? Good morning to you. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead. I mean, tell us, what business do you run and how did the pandemic affect you?
Okay, the name of the company is Emadini Nigeria. We're a food processing startup. Mm-hmm. So we're into the production of powdered staple food products. Mm-hmm. Our products, silicon pap powder, Zibi's bean flour, panda plantain flour. Mm-hmm. These are staple products that, of course, we're all Africans. We have a taste for our African dishes. You still want to eat your ogi.
That's right.
You still want to eat your moi moi, your beans. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to go through the whole process of what our grandparents went through, soaking maize for days, washing beans. So we take all that stress off.
Okay.
I present the products, you know, in a well-packaged, convenient format.
All right.
So that's what Emadini is about.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
Fantastic. Good to know. We certainly give you an opportunity to, you know, maybe mention your like handles or, you know, where they can get to know more about your businesses, mm-hmm. all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we can't have all of you comment at the same time, but you all are on this call and live and Lagos is
right.
Listening to you. Lagos, if you're just joining us, this is the sponsored moment. It's a Rev application program by MTN. Okay, MTN Yellow 200, that's what it's called. And we're speaking to three entrepreneurs, small business owners who have been affected by the pandemic and got support from this program by MTN. There you heard Abiola Lawal, Halibee Kuto, she's the owner of Halibee, but you also heard Uloma Otika, who is a Honey House Confectionaries. And lastly, you heard the voice, just a while ago, you heard the voice of Izebua. I don't know the pronunciation of your second name. Could you tell us? Izebua who?
Izevaye.
Oh, I like it. Yes. Also, she is, yes, she told you what she does, and she is the founder, of course, so the owner of the business name called Emadini Nigeria. And you heard what they say. Now, I'm going to start with you. I don't know. Andrea's got the next question, actually.
Okay, so it's a question that I'm going to ask three.
Uh-huh.
What is that one business lesson that you've learned from the Rev program? Hello?
Okay, can I go?
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. Please.
Okay, yes. The one business lesson is that technology is an enabler. Okay, there was a strong emphasis on the use of technology, you know, to promote your business. But whatever you're promoting, it has to be a good business. You have to have good products. You have to have good services
mm-hmm.
that you're offering. What technology is going to do is just to enable you, to help you to push whatever you have. So you have to have your homework done first.
Mm.
Get your products right. Get the market right. Do all the research, everything you need to do. And then the technology that is being offered will now enable you to promote those products right. But the important thing is that know that you have a good product that you're putting out into the market.
Right.
For me, that was a key takeaway.
Fantastic.
You actually do sound very loaded. So quickly, how can they find more about your business on social media in 1 minute or less than 1 minute?
Okay. Let me just say this, that we're a startup company. We're still in the process of getting our regulatory approvals.
Okay.
Because for food processing, we need all the regulatory approvals. Mm-hmm. But the name of the company is Emadini Nigeria.
Okay.
So on Facebook, on Instagram, you can find Emadini Nigeria, and then you get more information about our products.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for that.
Abiola Lawal is also on the line.
Yes, let's get to Abiola to give us how they can find details. Abiola, you're welcome back. Now, let's talk about your business and how they can find more information about what you do on social media.
Thank you. So you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Halibee_Kutio.
All right.
That's Halibee _Kuture.
Okay, thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
Uloma Otika. All right, let's hear from you as well.
Okay, my social media handle on Facebook is Honey House Confectionery. On Instagram is I am Honey House.
All right.
It's great. Fantastic to know. Thank you so much. And you all have done well. And we must say well done. What do you have to say? That's it. That's as much we can take. Our time is fast spent. Thank you so much, Uloma Otika, Abiola Lawal, and also Izebua Izabai. Izabai. All right. Izabai. Hope I got that right now. Thank you for speaking with us today on the Yellow 200. Okay. Next week, we have more SMEs to speak with us. We hope we have more time to talk to them. But this has been brought to you by MTN Nigeria. Just to remind you again, the Yellow 200 is the MTN Accelerator program aimed at supporting SMEs with the delivery of empowerment tools and awareness creation opportunities. I know. We'll do this again next week.
All right. In the meantime, we'll go on a very short break. When we come back, we'll move straight to the social media highlight.
Yep.
A lot has been happening and trending on social media, so let's talk about it. Stay with us.
It's